Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I am Jeremy Birmingham, your host. With us today is one of Ohio State's latest recruiting victories and a commitment, Ryan Watts from Little Elm, Texas. Ryan, thank you for taking some time to sit down and give Letterman Row readers, watchers, and listeners a chance to get to know a little bit more about you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I don't want to spend too much time diving into the particulars of what happened with your recruitment. I know that, you know, people who follow you and follow us know that you were recruited to Oklahoma, committed to Oklahoma in April, decided to still look around, looked at two other schools, really, Ohio State and Penn State, before deciding on Ohio State. To just put a capper on that, because I think that that's well known and well established. What was it for you that said, you know, I have to go to this place? You went there in the summer. What was it about the summertime visit to Columbus that made you say, hey, I really need to get back there for an official visit?
Oh, really? I was really so set on Oklahoma. I really thought I wasn't going to go anywhere else. But then Coach Hafley and Coach Day just kept reaching out to me. And just through the whole time, they just kept telling me about their opportunity that I could have there. And that the opportunity of the situation they have next year with the corners leaving. So then I just kept talking to them. And I came up to see the campus, see if I like it, see if I feel comfortable here on an unofficial in the summer. And I felt like it was okay. But at that point, I was still like, I don't know. I think I might still stay at Oklahoma. I wanted to see what the season was going to be like. And then through the season, I was able to watch some Ohio State games and just seeing the improvement that the defense made from last year to this year, from the corners especially. Like, you can see a change in their technique from last year to this year. And I just see that just in that little time that Coach Half had with them, he already made a big difference in the corner. So I just feel like if I just keep my 3 to 5 years there, he really make my game a lot better and get me to the next level. So I just felt like I needed to make that switch.
Because in a recruiting game, like, you're told all the time by these coaches, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, this is how we're going to look, right? But it doesn't always play out that way. So when you are told by Coach Hafley, by, you know, Ryan Day, this is what the defense is going to look like, and then it actually happens, is that sort of eye-opening for you? Or is it like, hey, this is, they're real about this?
It was like a little bit of both, just really because it was really eye-opening too, especially just seeing how the progress he made with them, and especially that's my favorite way to play corner. I like to press man, just being pressed, getting in their face, and he taught me a couple things. He taught me a lot of things that I didn't know, and I use it in my game, and it helped me a lot. So I just feel like going there, especially with it being such a high-profile DB school,
right?
If I do what I got to do. My profile would just grow up overall.
I know from talking to your coach prior to your announcement, he said that one of the things that really resonated with you in Ohio State was Jeff Hafley's history of working with longer defensive backs, guys like Richard Sherman, who for you at 6'3", 185, 190 pounds, you're a different type of physical guy at cornerback than a lot of your peers. Was that really a major piece of this puzzle, or is that just something that people talk about because everyone knows who Richard Sherman is?
It was a major piece. Not only did he talk about it, he even showed me some clips of how he worked with Richard Sherman, and like some before and after clips of what he did with him in practice and how he improved. And he even taught me, like when I was there, he would show me, and then he just sent me some clips, and on my film, he would correct it and tell me some things I needed to change. So it really did mean a lot to me too about that.
One of the things I think is most interesting about recruiting, especially for guys who commit early and end up changing their minds, is how does your relationship stack up with the guys in the new class that you're committed to? Obviously, you had gotten to know a handful of the guys committed to Oklahoma very well, close to them. And then all of a sudden, you're forced to reevaluate and think, hey, these guys are now going to be my future teammates. How is your relationship with the Ohio State recruiting class, and who have you gotten to know the best so far?
So far, it's been good. Before I committed, I talked to Paris, Mookie. I met Mookie since opening, so I talked to him a lot. And really, that's really it. I talked to G I think once, but really had a good relationship with Mookie, and he really persuaded me. He gave me a lot of good insight, him and Paris, and I just really thought about it. And I get to know a lot of the players now. A couple of them follow me on social media, and I had a couple of conversations with them, and really, so far, I've built a good relationship with everybody on the team.
Another thing that I was told in researching and getting to prepare for your announcement was that the relationship you have with Jeffrey Okuda actually played a role in getting to know what Ohio State is about as far as the big picture of the university. Mm. How much have you and Jeff had a chance to speak, and how did he impact your ultimate decision?
Cam Brown is my host, but we were at one point in time with Jeffrey Okuda, so I spent that time asking him a lot of questions, like how the transition was from his old coach to Coach Hafley, how the transition was from Texas to Ohio, and he just really gave me a lot of good info, took me in like I was a little brother, and he told me a lot of good things, and I just felt comfortable, especially not even with just Okuda, but really all the DBs, all the cornerbacks in the room, they really took me in. They took me in like one of theirs.
Is that the biggest, adjustment that you see coming for you? I know the plan is to enroll early at Ohio State. They're going to have a number of openings in the defensive backfield, expected to lose all four starters in the secondary. But is that the biggest adjustment? Is that going to be going from Texas to Ohio, or is there something else that you see big picture wise that's going to be harder for you as you embark on the next step of your football career?
Definitely, it won't be too much of a big adjustment, but really just never being too far away from my family and not for too long. I never really was the type to spend a night at friends' houses, so really it's going to be the first time me being away from home. But I think I'll be able to transition real smoothly. I'll be going in the January, so it's going to be in the midst of when it's at its coldest. So I'm going to see what it's like, see some snow for the first time in a long time. It won't, but I think really that won't be the biggest problem. It'll be just adjusting from that high school to college setting and lifestyle and being able to manage my time. So I got to take that to a serious level.
It seemed like on the outside, the periphery, watching your recruitment, that things really did ramp up again between you and Ohio State this summer at the opening. How much of a factor was it for you to be there, working every day against Mookie, against G. Scott, against Julian Fleming, against Jackson Smith and Jigba, knowing that those guys were all going to one place as a defensive back? Are you super excited about what that does for you in the future? Or is it a matter of, holy crap, these are the guys that I have to work against every day?
I'm definitely excited. I know it'll maybe be better. It'll give me better being able to grind every day against some of the best receivers I'll see. I feel like in practice, it's gonna be real hard. Might have some bad days, might have some good days, and then when I get to the game, it's gonna be like just easy. Like I've been doing this in my sleep, so I know I need to go against the best receiver group to get me to the next level, be able to see the best matchups.
When you were working against those guys this summer, was there one? What was the toughest challenge out of Mookie, Julian, Jackson, and G? Who was the guy that you were like, no thanks, I don't want any more of him?
I wouldn't really say anybody. They were all really real good, but just me being a taller DB, Mookie being a smaller receiver, it's harder to get hands on him because he's so quick and gets off the line so easy. So yeah, he's a good matchup, and I'll be looking forward to going up against him in practice to help me better my game.
Is that part of the selling point here for Ohio State? Obviously, the DBU reputation follows them around. But now seeing what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball and understanding that you have an opportunity to work against NFL receivers every single day, does that change? Is that perception out there? Is that something that in Texas you're now realizing, hey, this school in Ohio has all these things and it's worth going away for?
Really, I mean, it's definitely is a positive, but I wouldn't really say that's the reason why, because Oklahoma, obviously, they have some good receivers too, some real good receivers. So I just felt like it was a win-win either way, and I just felt like Ohio State was the best situation for me. Just going back to what I said with Coach Hafley, being able to improve my game. And just, I felt like I was real comfortable with him as being my coach.
Well, look, Ryan, I appreciate you taking some time today. I told you I'd get you out of here in under 12, so that's my goal. You know, I thank you for taking the time and sitting down with Letterman Rowe, and I look forward to seeing what happens here the rest of your high school career and following you starting at Ohio State in January. So, again, thanks for joining Bermanology on Letterman Rowe. I am Jeremy Birmingham. That is Ryan Watts, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.